We're giggling a little bit because our next guest brought in something that looks pretty tasty. What do you think, Roger? It's the best smelling apple pie I think I've ever smelled.
I'm pretty excited. It's the first guest that I've ever had that's brought in food. This is awesome.
Well, we are joined this morning by John and Sandra Platt. They're the owners of Midway Mercantile Restaurant. Good morning, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So you guys opened in February, is that right?
Yes.
And 99 East Main Street in Midway. And for folks who know Midway, there was an antique store that was in that location prior to you guys coming in.
Yes, correct. That's correct.
And you guys have done some pretty big renovations.
Yes, we have.
We took it down to what it started as. And the main building was actually built in 1874. It was the Bonner Brothers Mercantile in what was called Bonner's Corners, because the Bonners all lived on all that corner. So we've got the original brick, the original floor, and people said, were there a lot of surprises? Oh, there always are when you're doing a renovation. And we said, well, not many, because we pretty much took it down to the brick and the floor and then started over.
Now, have you had restaurants before? Or is this your first project of this type?
We had a restaurant in Seattle for the last 17 years.
Okay.
And then we sold that, sold our house, and moved to Midway.
What made you make that decision?
We love the beautiful Heber Valley. The gorgeous rural countryside. And Seattle is a wonderful city. We had a great run there and a beautiful life, and found the valley and decided it was time for a new chapter.
And so what is your restaurant like? What does the menu look like? It looked fabulous to us when we were looking
we were
at
hungry.
It earlier.
That's awesome. So yeah, www.midwaymercantile.com. So that's easy, and you can find it all there. So what we were going for, I think both in the decor and in the menu, was kind of retaining the old school quality of that building and putting a little swank on it. And I think the menu is trying to do the same thing. So there is pub fare that's very comforting, from pizza that comes out of the stone hearth oven, burgers, roast chicken, kind of comforting things like that. And then some more swanky things like some duck. There's nice fish. There's steak, fresh handmade pasta every day. We imagined that, and so far it seems to be true, that what we'd find in the Heber Valley is people who were either coming from hiking, skiing, looking for, easy, casual fare, as well as people who said, hey, I want to have a fancy dinner out. And for Heber Valley folks, maybe not to have to drive to Park City. But we've been thrilled by how many Park City people have come down and said, wow, this is a great alternative for us.
So do you have to have reservations?
Not necessarily. I would say on Friday and Saturday night, make sure it's not a good, bad idea to call and make a reservation. The other nights are pretty fluid, so not necessarily. But, it's always a good idea.
And what came first, the idea of the restaurant or the location? Did you guys come to Midway and see that location and say, this is perfect for a restaurant? Or did you guys decide, we want to leave Seattle, we want to go to Midway, and then we will find the location?
It's the first. We have been visiting the valley and skiing up in Park City for about 4 or 5 years, and we have some dear friends that live in Midway. And we had been kicking around the idea of maybe, setting out and doing something different. And we found the building. It had become available and was for sale. And we came down and looked at it and thought, wow, this is it.
Some changes are coming to the Midway Valley. I mean, they're talking a lot about new developments, maybe a new commercial mixed-use development near there. Did any of that play into your decision? What kind of market research did you do before deciding?
We definitely saw the growth in the valley. We have friends that live in the valley, as I'd mentioned, and we saw the So, we keep our hands on, our fingers in real estate a little bit, and we saw the growth, the house sales, and saw that this is a growing community, and it didn't have a sort of an iconic anchor restaurant. It's got a couple little places that are lovely, but nothing that was really an anchor, so we thought that there would be a need in the valley.
It's a perfect segue from our last segment, because as we were talking about there was the real estate, and the more and more people are moving out to that valley who work here in Park City. You talked a little bit about the menu, and of course, I'm staring at this gorgeous apple pie, and I'm going to hopefully get to taste it in a few minutes and check it out. Tell us a little bit about your signature dishes. What is it that people, you know, will single out the restaurant for?
Sure. I'm going to do that, and good, you guys eat. That's very important. So you're eating a little chocolate mousse, so part of our signature, I think, are these pies. We do have another business partner, Pablo, I was a school teacher and a principal for many years, and he was a colleague of mine as a Spanish teacher. So even though he is absolutely a Norseman, he is called Pablo because he was Pablo the teacher. But anyway, he is also moving down here and is our business partner. And he is sort of the guy behind the pies, and it's a great all butter crust. And so people love the pies. The lemon ginger pear pie has a crumb topping, almost like crisp in a pie. And then the apple pie is traditional. I would say some of the real favorites are, we do a campfire trout dish that was based on an idea that I had from my youth as going fishing with my dad. So it's Idaho trout that is pan-seared. It's got a lemon caper butter sauce. And it's served over our bacony camp potatoes, which are, you know, great Idaho potatoes that have been roasted with bacon and onions. And so what could be wrong with that? There's some kale in there. We do a Parmesan-crusted pork tenderloin on a bed of penne that's tossed with capers, onions, bacon, balsamic, that is simultaneously comforting and a little bit exotic. Mm-hmm. People are loving the Olson lamb shepherd's pie. Olson lamb is down in Spanish Fork, and we do a shepherd's pie that's got some curry and rosemary in it, and super happy. We sell a lot of steaks. We kind of rotate what that steak would be. So last night, for example, it was a ribeye. Tonight it's going to be a hanger steak. So people are going to get a variety with that. There's a potato yam gratin that is served with that, and people love that.
John, we got to cut you off because you're making us really hungry here. Where do you source your ingredients? Are most of them local? You mentioned the lamb from Spanish Fork.
You know, it's interesting coming from the Northwest, which is probably a little more fecund throughout the year than this part of the world is. So we've been here since February, and there's not a lot growing in Utah in February and March. We are finding our way. I had a great time at the farmers markets last summer, starting to kind of get the hang of some of those sources. We're getting cheese from Heber Valley Artisan Cheese. We get our ice cream from just down the street at Filler Up Coffee and Bee's Knees. We're getting that lamb. As we're going to see more of the produce, we'll be able to get more local stuff there.
Now, you mentioned that obviously it's a good idea to call for reservations. As a business, one of the things that interests me is how people use online reservation services. Have you moved into any of the online reservation services, and is that something you would think about doing? That wasn't a trick question.
It was actually kind of funny. At the beginning, we were so overwhelmed that we just had to, like, at one point, we just stopped taking reservations because we couldn't handle it. And people were, like, going online making reservations and, you know, doing it by email, doing it by phone. It was too many different things. And so we're trying to find our way to that. Right now on the website, you can send us an email, and that's a way that people do it. But we don't have an online system.
And I noticed with your hours, you're open on Sunday.
Yes, we are.
And that's a big decision to make in the Heber Valley. So many places decide to close on the weekend. Are you seeing a lot of people show up on Sunday?
We are. There are a lot of people out doing, you know, activities, hiking, out and about. Also, people come in after church. And so we open at 9 a.m. for brunch, and we are finding that there's some excellent business there.
And your hours through the week are for breakfast or just lunch and dinner?
So Monday through Friday, lunch and dinner, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Then Saturday and Sunday, brunch, 9 a.m. to 2, and then 5 to 10.
And what has been the biggest challenge? We always hear that finding employees is a challenge for any business in the Heber Valley or the Park City area. Is that held true for you?
It has. That's been the biggest trick. We are getting to a place now where we have a really great, strong core staff. So we're off and running, and our team is amazing. I have to give a shout out to all of our employees. They're doing such a great job, and we've found some really excellent talent. So we're really grateful for that.
What other challenges have you faced in opening the restaurant?
When we open, having enough food.
Oh, wow.
I just so
kind of important for a restaurant there, John.
Exactly. But I mean, we would literally, at the end of the night, nothing left. And I would go to bed just thinking, oh my gosh, I have to get up so early tomorrow and just start prepping all day in order to be ready. So we just had to figure out that, like, oh my gosh, we have to prepare so much more food. And we have done that, and I think it's good.
What about parking?
Parking has been an interesting new page for us. We moved from the city, and so we didn't have any parking at all at our old restaurant, and we have about 11 parking spaces at this one. People mention it when they come in, and we encourage them to park along Main Street if our parking spaces are full, which they usually are. And the city planners that we worked with when we did our license and were doing our build-out were encouraging Midway to become a more walkable city, a place where you can park on the street and park your car and maybe pop into a boutique or another shop down the road. And, you know, I think the vision, the long-term vision of the city planners is for Midway to become more walkable. So that's the idea.
So there's plenty of parking, but you sometimes actually have to park on the street and walk a half a block. So
give us an idea. You mentioned that you have everything from the burgers and the pizza to the duck. So give us a price range of the entrees. And then I'm going to follow up with everyone's favorite question if they're local. Are you going to do anything cool like local specials or two-for-one coupons?
So you're everything from a burger for $13, trout at 19, pork at 21, duck and steak at about 34. You know, we did halibut this past weekend at 36. So it's a kind of a wide range with I think certainly with no offense intended, but by comparison to Park City prices, it looks like a bargain. And I think in Midway, it's we're right about in the, you know, a good sweet spot where there's and I think there's a lot of food on the plate. So it feels like value.
I was going to ask about portion sizes. Yeah. Would somebody have a pizza to themselves or would they split that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so there's two pizza sizes. There's what we call the appetizer, which is 10 inch, and then the dinner, which is 15 inch. And I'm always intrigued when someone orders the 15 inch pizza and I bring it and they set it down. They're like, whoa, I'll eat half of that, you know?
Yeah,
they're pretty big.
And do you have a wine list?
Yes.
And have you found the learning the Utah alcohol beverage control issues a bit of a challenge?
Oh, it's been fun and interesting. And, you know, we're getting it. And I think, you know, a number of people decide to bring in a bottle.
And
we
allow
do
that?
A corkage for $15. Other people are like, oh, my gosh, this is one of the things. It's an interesting wine list, I think. What we've really tried to do, because we know all this stuff is going to be in the state liquor store, we have gone after a lot of special orders so that we can find some wines that nobody's seen before, which we're really able to kind of curate a wine list that says, wow, this is, and oftentimes we can find some wines at some good prices, sell them for fair prices, and I hope what people come to understand is like, oh, I'm going to go into that restaurant and maybe I'll talk to John and find a wine that I can't find anywhere else and that I love.
Sounds like you're both chef and sommelier.
I do a lot of work there. Yep.
Now, what about the locals' deals? Anything on the horizon you might offer?
That is a great question that I don't think we have a good answer to yet.
It's a great question. We'll get right on that.
Locals really like that. You know, I like what Cheryl Fox says. We spend millions on open land, but we won't go out to eat without a 2-for-1 coupon. So just to set an expectation for you there.
Good to know. We'll get on that.
I do think that, you know, coming from the world of Groupon, that, you know, I'm mindful of, there's a whole section of Seattle that has, I guess what old school would be called Oriental Rugs, okay, dealers. And they're all constantly 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
And so the truth is that really they double it up, and so and I have to admit that I come more from the school that I try to make sure that when you're done eating, you're like, wow, that was a value. And so less often, you know, two for one, and more often like, hey, I can go back there because those prices were fair.
John and Sandra Platt with Midway Mercantile Restaurant, a new restaurant in Midway. Thank you so much for being here this morning. It's been great talking to you, and thanks for the food.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you for having us.